According to the World Health Organization statistics, one in three women across their lifetime have experienced sexual violence. And one in every seven men have experienced sexual violence also. How can sex education help reduce sexual harassment, sexual violence, and help improve sexual health, sexual behaviors, and ultimately make us sexually intelligent? Join me as I discuss with you sex education on this episode of Let's Talk Sex with Airman. I'm your host, Airman. Hey, have an idea you want to share? Get onto Anchor. Anchor gives you the platform to record your podcast with ease, edit it, and share it on its platform and many others for free. Go to the App Store or the Play Store and download Anchor today and let the world hear you. Anchor, give your ideas a voice and give your voice wings. What is sex education? How can sex education help to fight against sexual harassment, sexual violence, sexual assault, and help to improve sexual health, sexual behaviors, and ultimately make people sexually intelligent? Sex education, according to my definition, is the transfer of knowledge from one person who is experienced to another who either has no knowledge or has insufficient knowledge about sex, sexuality, sexual health, sexual behaviors, and everything regarding sex. And mind you, sex education is a lifelong process. Surprisingly, or rather not surprisingly, majority of the people around the world don't get the right information about sexual education from the right sources. I mean, take myself for example. I grew up at a time when sex wasn't discussed at home. Nobody taught you about the changes to expect. Nobody taught you about what to do about them. Nobody taught you about your feelings and how to express them. And even in school, the only time sex was mentioned or discussed was during reproduction classes in biology. And that is such a shame. Your guess is as good as mine as to where I learned about sex. Well, if you didn't guess right, I learned on the streets. And so are a lot of other people, because the internet wasn't a thing then. I do think the lapse, though, is that parents have a myth back then that sexual education increases the sexual activity of the child or feeds their curiosity to want to test the waters. I don't think that's accurate. And by the way, if you don't teach them, they will learn it from somewhere else. And that's a fact. Who should be sexually educated? Like I said earlier, it is a lifelong lesson. However, it starts from teaching the children. As soon as they can understand words and communicate, it is best to begin to tell them to report incidents of inappropriate touchings of their privates and inappropriate kisses and words from anyone. It is best to keep things very simple with regards to language use and be sure to use demonstrations and illustrations when talking to kids up to the age of 11. And so, when pubertal tendencies begin to set in, then normal terms can begin to be used to describe body parts. Avoid telling teenagers that they'll get pregnant or they'll get someone pregnant from touches. If you don't tell them what is right, they'll stumble on the information with or without your knowledge, and it might be the right information, it might be the wrong information. So it's best to explain things as plainly as possible. And back to the fact that people my age or people from my time didn't exactly learn sexual education from the home or from the school, a lot of abuses went unreported. A lot of cases that were never known by parents or guardians carried on to adulthood. And now the question is, what do you teach children, young adults, about sex? What do you educate them on? Teach them the importance of abstinence. Teach them the importance of protection. Teach them the importance of consent. Also teach them the importance of conducting themselves appropriately in public places. As they grow, it's best to teach them about emotions and tell them about abuse of power. There are several cases of men and women in power who have used their offices to intimidate people and perpetrated sexual harassment on their reports and subordinates. Teach them about saying no and meaning it until the right time. Teach them about taking no as a response seriously. Teach them about sexually transmitted diseases. Teach them about teen pregnancies and how this can affect their lives. Teach them about safe interactions with colleagues. Teach them about setting boundaries and respecting other people's boundaries. Teach them about visitation and luring techniques of predators. Now, it means you have to be up to date to know some of these things that predators can use to lure kids and young adults, and in some cases, full-grown adults into sexual abuse. Teach them about sexual discipline. And also teach them about respecting other people's sexualities and sexual preferences and expressions. Not everybody conforms to the one way of sexual expressions, and this is okay. The earlier we teach children about these things, the better for us. And this will go a long way to reducing harassments, phobias, stigmatizations, bullying, and all whatnot. And remember, these teachings go a long way into molding who these children become. I mean, people have risen to the top of their careers and have fallen flat on their faces because they didn't have enough sexual discipline. Teach them these things. And why should you teach people about sexual education. Number one is to prevent them from hurting themselves. When someone don't have enough knowledge about a certain thing, abuse is inevitable. Teach them not to hurt themselves. When you teach them about sexual education, it prevents them from hurting other people. When you teach them about sexual education, it breaks away the chain or the continuous cycle of sexual abuse. There is a common saying that says, hurt people hurt people. It is people who are hurt that go on to perpetrate hurt on other people. Sometimes this is all they know because they don't know better. So it's best to put them on the right track by teaching them what sexual education is and how this can affect their lives. Teach them about unwanted pregnancies and how this can cause a delay for them in life. And this can prevent abortion also. What to do when someone reports an abuse? When a child or an adult or anyone comes to you to report a sexual abuse, what do you do? What is expected of you? Number one, desist from judging them or blaming them. Listen to them with an open mind. Be empathetic. And then report to the police as the case may be. You can possibly confide in another sensible adult, but be sure to report to the police. Don't frighten them and don't shut them up in a bid to cover up the situation. And for adults, there is no much difference what you learn while growing up with regards to sexual education. What you just need to do is keep refreshing what you've learned while growing up and add some twist to the mix. Sexual education brings enlightenment, and sexual enlightenment brings sexual intelligence. In order to have a sexually intelligent people, you must put in the deliberate work to sexually educate them. And here, over and above all we've discussed about sexual education, as an adult, to be sexually enlightened means to know oneself sexually through several experiences, both good and bad. And at this point, you can tell certain things about yourself with regards to sex and sexuality. This should make it easier to set boundaries as to what you like and what you don't like, what turns you on and what turns you off, what sexual practices you want to indulge in or not. You can make choices as to whom you want to have sex with and why. You can also choose where this can happen and how it should happen. And remember, the most important part is to take responsibility for whatever you do. Leave me your comments, your opinions, your experiences, your sexpertise, and all whatnot. Let's get together and educate a generation sexually. Thank you.